Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Congratulations. You're going to be glad you did, because we got Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne's an original member of our Brain Trust. He joined us back in, we founded the Brain Trust back in 98. That means that's how we mark an original founding member, if they joined us in that year, and he did. He's Vice President for Policy and the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's CEI.org, and he's our good friend. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, let's take a minute and talk a little bit about organizations like yours. I've been telling my audience for a long time that, small business owners, we're so busy making payroll, Wayne. We're so busy trying to save the planet, save the world, because I, as you know, I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world, and
does save the world.
No one group of, there's no one group of people that does more for the world than small businesses do, but that means that we're so busy doing that we don't have time to really be advocates for ourselves, and that's the reason why I encourage them. I encourage small business owners to join your local chamber of commerce, contribute to an organization like yours, like Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, others, groups that you know well, that I know you admire, who are doing great work to advocate for small business issues. Your organization is one of those.
We've done it for a long time, and I've been on the show with you a lot talking about regulation and impact on small business and so forth. But over the years, what has occurred is, initially, there were a handful of groups oriented toward defending free enterprise, defending kind of the fundamentals of capitalism. What is it that legitimizes business?
Right.
Business should be proud. It creates jobs. It creates wealth that wasn't there before. It's not like there are 10 apples and we're dividing up 10 apples.
Right.
We're creating units and growing units. And that's what business is all about. Well, over the past 30, 40 years, the number of groups has expanded. They're now market-oriented public policy groups in all the states now, as far as I know.
But what does that tell you, Wayne? What does that tell you? Your organization is doing great. The other organizations I'm talking about are doing great. Do you think? My question is: do you think that the current environment is bringing people out of the woodwork, and where they're declaring, you know what?
Oh, definitely.
I believe in free enterprise. I want to do whatever I can to help maintain it.
Definitely, and we're happy to say, when we meet with all of our groups, when we meet with potential donors, we're happy to say, you give to environmental causes, you give to other causes, you give to the arts, but some part of what you do ought to be toward defending and legitimizing the essence of what you do. And defense of free enterprise needs to be a part of a public policy portfolio, so to speak, as we put it, because it's not automatic. When new businesses come on board, when new technologies come on board, they often get criticized. Companies get caught up in antitrust. There's now pushes for media regulation, net neutrality regulation, more energy regulation, and so forth. And all of that affects small business, too.
It sucks capital, right? The compliance of all that sucks capital, sucks capital right out of our business. Our business,
it sure does. And so a lot of what has to be done is, enterprises and businesses are often attacked. Sometimes legitimately and often not. And it's good to show and defend the essence of free markets, what voluntary markets are all about, what it takes to create jobs. In fact, you mentioned the chamber.
Local chambers. I want to make sure
exactly
differentiate. Not that there's anything wrong with the U.S. chamber. I just think you should differentiate.
Yeah, you should. And in fact, last year I was in Illinois and yeah. Atlanta speaking to the chamber board retreats, and it's important to do, and it's important to get people yeah. rallied up and defending enterprise, and they do. And there's a lot of emphasis on tax and spending, but we're also going to have to look at the regulatory state.
Wayne, we're going to talk about regulatory in a minute. The main thing I want to point out, folks, small business owners have an opportunity to get organized, to have our voice be heard, and it's through the organizations that we've mentioned, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, which is Wayne's,
right.
through your local Chamber of Commerce, through the U.S. Chamber, through Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, through NFIB, through Heritage, through Cato, an organization where you used to work. I mean,
exactly.
Folks, these are organizations, the National Taxpayers Union, et cetera, et cetera. These are all organizations that if you could contribute, if every small business owner gave $100 to just one of those organizations, small business owners could get organized and we could save the world. Tony Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.